Spring is now well underway, which has Here Now's resident chef Kathy Gunst thinking spring green, as in asparagus, artichokes, peas, even green rhubarb. Now, since 1947, the U.S. government has considered rhubarb just a fruit, but don't tell this to Kathy Gunst. She joins us in the studio with her latest spring accessory, her own asparagus.
Absolutely.
You're the only person I know who accessorizes with vegetables. You're going to walk around with them.
I walked out of my car. I have before you an orange plastic cup with a tiny bit of water and four asparagus spears in them that I picked at my friend's farm about 2 hours ago. When an asparagus has just come out of the ground, people are like, eh, it doesn't make a difference. It's not like a tomato. I would like you to eat one raw.
Okay, I will. Because
it is such a treat, and it is so different than eating one that's been shipped from California.
First, what I'm going to do is snap it.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah, right.
On.
And you're going to get juice, and you're going to realize that you can eat these things raw this time of year when they've come out of a garden or you're finding them at a farmer's market.
And should you snap the bases off?
Absolutely. The way that you trim the end, the root end of the asparagus, is by snapping like the bottom inch off, and they'll naturally break, just like you did.
Yep.
So that's usually the tough part. But if you ate that right now, 2 hours out of the ground, you wouldn't believe how tender it is.
I have been. I'm going through them. And another question for you. I once heard you're supposed to cook them upright.
I never have done that.
No?
It's just, you know me, no fuss. Like, I just don't want to have to get another piece of equipment. You can go to fancy gourmet food stores and find $40 asparagus steamers where it's upright, you know, kind of coffee can shape. But do you need to go buy another piece of equipment?
No.
Asparagus are plentiful this time of year. You want to be cooking them a lot.
Well, give us some recipes.
Okay, so I do want to just go back to, you just trimmed off the ends.
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw those out if you're not going to eat them and they're that fresh. Make a gorgeous vegetable stock. Throw them into a pot, cover with water, add a leek or an onion, some pea shells, maybe a carrot. Simmer it for an hour. You'll have a beautiful vegetable stock. But asparagus, my absolute favorite way to cook them these days is to roast them. So I trim them, I put them into a small little roasting pan or an oven-proof skillet, little olive oil, little salt, pepper, and maybe a grating of lemon zest, 450 degrees, really hot. And you take them out while they still seem raw-ish, because they're going to keep cooking in that hot, hot pan. And then you can serve them hot. You can have them with a vinaigrette as a salad. I can't get enough of these roasted asparagus. You can also use that as the basis of a soup. After they're roasted, throw them into a blender with that vegetable stock we just made. No cream, no dairy. Spectacular.
Okay.
I also have a wonderful salad where you take the asparagus raw and you add steamed edamame, which are soybeans. This is the thing about this time of year is you are so ready to shed. Like, I just put away all my winter coats, right? What a great feeling in New England when you shove that down jacket into the back closet.
I know, but you live in Maine.
You should
keep it out.
I have sweatshirts. But I mean, it's just, you want to start eating differently. This is just a whole new body awareness in the spring. I'm not talking about diet. I'm talking about craving green.
So we'll have all of this at hereandnow.org, but let's move on to artichokes. Now, you know, this is the thing that looks prehistoric, like some sort of the dinosaur of vegetables with scales on it or something.
You know, I have thought so long and hard, who was the first brave soul to take a look at that with those spiky leaves and think, oh, that's something we could eat, you know? Who knew to eat these things? But once you get inside an artichoke, there is the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Finding the heart, it's worth all the work. I finally learned just this year that, yes, they're delicious steamed and you can chew on the leaves and dip them in butter the traditional way, but you can also just cut them all away, get to the heart. We're going to have a video that shows you this.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredibly simple technique. And then you have this beautiful heart where you can just braise it, you can boil it, you can steam it, you can roast it. And it's really the part of the artichoke everybody wants.
In fact, you have braised artichokes for us, and you have a chicken with braised artichokes, leeks, and chives recipe. What's the one thing, and you can just pass those artichokes over
I thought you might. I might get your attention with those.
What's the one thing we should know about braising artichokes?
Not to do them too long. You don't want them soft. You'll see those still have a bit of a bite.
Mm-hmm.
So I braised those in lemon water and a little bit of olive oil. And then I roasted some asparagus spears and I tossed it all with olive oil and lemon juice.
You know, we should probably hear this from your lips. What does braised mean?
Braised means simmered in a bit of liquid. It's not swimming in liquid. It usually comes up about halfway to the food. So if you're braising chicken or artichoke hearts or asparagus, it's just a little bit of liquid, and you spoon it over the food. So it's kind of a more gentler, slower way of cooking, mm-hmm. and it keeps food very juicy.
This is...
Isn't that fresh?
Delicious. Yeah, crunchy, and then it's got the lemon. Ooh.
So you'll notice we braised the artichoke hearts, but we didn't make them mushy or falling apart. If you've only had artichoke hearts out of a can or a marinated jar, hello.
Yeah.
You have something very exciting about to happen.
Same with asparagus. Well, let's move on to peas. A few years back, you made us a wonderful summer soup made out of peas and lettuce. We'll have that at hereandnow.org.
I did. English peas, which are also called shelling peas, the ones where you have to open the shell and take out the actual peas, those are the shells you want to make your vegetable stock with. And those peas are fabulous, stir-fried, steamed, and thrown into salads. They're delicious raw. Then there's the sugar snap pea, which is in between. It sometimes has a string. It's crunchier, very sweet, again, delicious raw or traditionally used in stir fries. The other thing is if you have a farm near you or you're growing peas, the pea tendrils, the beautiful, delicate green leaves on the outside of the plant, the Chinese use them. It's called daomyu, and you stir fry those with fresh ginger and canola oil, and that is a real delicacy of spring. And it doesn't kill the plant, but here's this beautiful pea green. You'll see them in stores now also. Ask for pea greens.
Well, and now, Kathy, for our big finale, rhubarb.
So the first thing you're going to think is, wait, rhubarb's not green, it's pink. But this time of year, these huge elephant ear-like leaves are popping up out of the ground, and they're very green. And what will follow is this beautiful pink and green streaked stalk, and that's the rhubarb. Is it a fruit? Is it a vegetable? Take it up with the government, right? But rhubarb's just appearing now, and it is so good for sweet things, obviously pies. It's often paired with strawberries. The biggest problem with rhubarb is because it's so sour, people think they have to add gobs of sugar. And I say don't. Mm-hmm. The whole point of rhubarb is that it's tart and it wakes you up and it's just this bracing spring flavor. So don't add as much sugar as your recipes tell you. Try and pull back, and I think you'll see. I brought you a upside down rhubarb cake.
Okay.
It's made with orange juice, so it's on the light side, and it's got cardamom and allspice and ginger in it. Mm-hmm. And you taste that tart rhubarb, but it's not overly sweet, and I think it's a nice honor to rhubarb in the season.
Wonderful.
I also wanted to say that you can use rhubarb in savory dishes. I chop it up and I add a little sprinkling of sugar. I'm talking about maybe a tablespoon for a pound of rhubarb. And I put it on the grill in big stalks and it softens. And if you're a meat eater, serving grilled rhubarb with a pork chop, a grilled pork chop, or a piece of grilled fish, totally blows your mind because you only think of rhubarb as a sweet fruit / vegetable.
Wonderful. We've been talking all things spring green with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, also author of Notes from a Maine Kitchen. We'll have all of these recipes we were talking about at hereandnow.org. And I now have to finish my cake. Goodbye.
Enjoy it, Robin.
Oh, back so soon? The cake awaits. We know, musical cliche, but we just had to. It just screams spring. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.